Are you wrestling with questions that really matter but just keep coming up empty or perplexed? Well, you've come to the right place. Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff, host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, is committed to equipping you with answers that have stood the test of time. Our aim is to help you mine the Bible for all its wealth, so you can share those riches with a skeptical world still hungry for spiritual truth. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. Do remember you can also contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Well, if at times you suspect that reality is unraveling, you're not alone. I could point to the rancorous incivility of our current political climate, but that's just the tip of an insidious iceberg. I could point to the alarming assaults on our historic religious freedoms, but that isn't what causes me to lose sleep. My great concern is that as attacks on these freedoms continue to mount, most Christians are sadly clueless as to how to respond. And that is precisely why I'm recommending that you go to equip.org, EQUIP.org, and ask for a copy of Free to Believe, subtitled The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America. It's available for all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. Again, go to equip.org on the web. Free to Believe, well, it's written by acclaimed attorney Luke Goodrich. His legal expertise has helped to win Supreme Court cases from the Hobby Lobby battle to the Little Sisters of the Poor who serve the needy, the downtrodden among us. And by the way, I just did an incredibly insightful podcast with Luke, and we'll be making that available in so many different forums because Luke needs to be heard, and he needs to be heard in this particular epoch of time. What he's addressing in his timely book are sobering trends that are only going to grow more crucial with each passing day. Consider just a few threats that are signaling an intensifying storm. California. I used to live there. They've issued a regulation requiring health insurance plans to cover abortion, and there are no exemptions for churches. Washington and Illinois have issued regulations now that require pharmacists to dispense drugs that actually cause abortions. And the ACLU, the infamous ACLU, has issued suits against Catholic hospitals. Why? Because they decline to perform abortions. And although the sanctity of life is just one battlefront in a much wider, a much deeper war, Luke points to a radical values and worldview inversion that is consigning traditional spiritual and moral values to the dustbin of history. Think about it. For the very first time in the history of this country, widespread Christian beliefs are viewed as a threat to the dominant culture. The belief in absolute truth, is now, well, it's now seen as a form of discrimination. The belief that abortion is wrong, it's now viewed, it's viewed as an assault on the health and the dignity of women. The belief that God designed sex for marriage between one man and one woman is now viewed as an attack on the LGBTQ community. Think some more. With breathtaking hypocrisy, these tyrants of tolerance, they've become so unhinged that anyone embracing beliefs other than their own are viewed as threats. If you think this is a form of insanity, I think I ought to commend your discernment. But if you think our liberties are somehow going to survive with Christians remaining clueless and ill-prepared, think again. And you're likely, when you do, to think better about these issues, particularly after reading Free to Believe, again, available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. Check it out on the web at equip.org. Now, Free to Believe is not about alarmism, although it does rightly sound some alarms. The conflict between gay rights, religious freedom, is the most significant threat to religious freedom in the United States today. Let me say that again. The conflict between gay rights and religious freedom is the, not a, but the most significant threat to religious freedom in the United States today. If handled poorly, you and I can expect a variety of painful consequences. Religious business owners will, well, they're going to suffer crippling fines. Religious counselors are going to lose their licenses. Religious universities will lose their accreditation. Religious hospitals, homeless shelters, adoption agencies, schools, ministries are going to be attacked by lawsuits, and they're going to lose millions in funding and tax exemptions. Religious individuals will lose their jobs as judges, as clerks, as social workers, as military chaplains. And that is to say nothing of purely private forms of social ostracism, the kind of ostracism personified by religious employees at private companies losing their jobs because they're labeled bigots, or religious business owners facing boycotts because of their religious views. Just this morning, I read a story in the newspaper about Franklin Graham. It was sobering. Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse is going to the max in meeting the needs of people in the midst of the present coronavirus pandemic. So they're sending supplies and help and volunteers to New York City. And yet, in the article that I read, Franklin and Samaritan's Purse are dubbed religious bigots. Why? Because he believes that marriage is the exclusive union of one genetic male and one genetic female. Think about that. He believes in marriage between a man and a woman. And now he is a religious bigot. But if you look at recent history, it's like looking at yesterday. Politicians, Bill Clinton, as an example, stood for this very thing. Hillary Clinton stood toe-to-toe with her husband on this very thing. Maybe I should say shoulder to shoulder, but I don't know, maybe toe to toe is better. Barack Obama stood steadfast on this very principle. Now they've all become woke. And now, after holding those positions themselves, they point the finger at relief organizations like Samaritan's Purse. It is a tragedy. Again, Free to Believe, The Battle for Religious Liberty in America by Luke Goodrich, available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. Go to the web at equip.org or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We're going to be back in just a few moments with answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. And thanks for standing with me in the battle for life and truth.
In Free to Believe, Luke Goodrich, a leading religious freedom attorney and veteran of multiple Supreme Court battles, equips Christians to understand religious liberty in our rapidly changing culture. In clear and compelling prose, he explains why it matters, how it is threatened, and how to respond with confidence and grace. To receive your copy of Free to Believe, The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Truth Matters, Life Matters More details Hank Hanegraaff's personal pilgrimage from his long defense of truth to his discovery that life matters more. Essentially two books in one, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. Part 2 explains why truth is necessary, but hardly sufficient. That the map is not the territory, the menu is not the meal. We are created to experience life to the full through union with God in Christ. Is there more to the Christian life than what you are experiencing? Truth Matters, Life Matters More unveils the unexpected beauty of an authentic Christian life. To receive Truth Matters, Life Matters More for yourself or as a terrific gift to a friend or loved one, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us online at equip.org.
Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org.
Many Americans feel their religious freedom is under attack. They see the culture changing and fear their beliefs will soon be punished as a form of bigotry. Others think these fears are overblown and say Christians should stop complaining about imaginary persecution. In Free to Believe, leading religious freedom attorney Luke Goodrich combines frontline experience with faithful attention to Scripture to show why religious freedom matters, how it is threatened, and how to protect it. With penetrating insights on gay rights, abortion, Islam, and the public square, Goodrich argues that threats to religious freedom are real, but they might not be quite what you think. To receive your copy of Free to Believe, The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And let's go to our phone callers. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. First up, Janice in Seattle, Washington, listening on KCIS. Hi, Janice.
Oh, hello, Hank. Thank you. Your introduction was just fabulous. You're the best. Thank you for that. Okay, my question is, I struggle with the two deaths of Lazarus, since we're only allowed to die once, according to the Bible. Can you help me understand that?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right, Janice, in saying that Paul in Hebrews chapter 9 says, just as people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sanctified once to take away the sins of many. Now, principles like that in the Bible do have exceptions. And that exception comes as a result of, on the one hand, Paul is writing about the natural order of things, but there's such a thing as the supernatural. So in the natural order of creation, people die once. That's the principle that Paul is underscoring in Hebrews chapter 9. But if there is divine intervention, if the miraculous takes place, as in the case of Lazarus, then you are resuscitated from death. You're going to die again. You're only going to be resurrected once in the truest sense of the word, in the 1 Corinthians 15 sense of the word, or 15 sense of the word, because in resurrection, when Jesus appears a second time, you're going to be resurrected immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. So that only happens once. So Lazarus was resuscitated from death. He died again, and he's going to be resurrected once. But because of a miracle, he is going to experience death a second time. And this is not a singular occasion in Scripture. There are many examples like that. Jairus' daughter in Luke chapter 8. I think of Tabitha in Acts chapter 9. Eutychus in Acts chapter 20. And of course, there are many other examples that could be given. So Paul's talking about the natural order of things, but God sometimes intervenes and does something that is miraculous.
Mm-hmm. I just feel sorry for those folks that have to die a second time. Maybe it's not going to be that bad.
Well, you know, the wonderful thing about dying and coming back to life is that you have more time to serve our Lord. And I think once you've died and you come back to life, you realize how momentary, how fleeting life actually is. And Janice, I had that very experience this past summer. So June 25th, I went into a coma, and that for 3 days. And during that time, I could have stood in the presence of the Lord, but instead, God brought me back. Well, that experience reinvigorated my passion for making every single moment count. And so here I am, completely devoid of any sign whatsoever of mantle cell lymphoma, and I had a stage 4 cancer disease, the worst of the lymphomas, and I'm cancer-free right now. Well, what am I thinking? I'm thinking I got to use every moment for God's glory and for the extension of His kingdom. So it has reinvigorated a passion within me. So I'm simply saying it's really not that bad.
Okay. I love your words. It really explained it beautifully to me. Thank you.
You are so welcome. It was a wonderful joy to speak with you today, Janice. I do want to take a Facebook question. Haven't done that in a while. Here's one from Zach. Zach says in Acts 21, hope this isn't a stumper, in Acts chapter 21, James and the elders instruct Paul in verse 26, to offer sacrifices in the temple. Isn't this in direct conflict with what Jesus taught? And furthermore, does it not imply that Christ's sacrifice at Calvary wasn't enough? I'd really appreciate your input on this matter. Thank you very much. Well, Zach, you know, Paul is pretty clear about this in Acts chapter 21. If the motive is to win Jews to the Jewish Christ, which was certainly the case with the Jewish apostle Paul, remember he said to the Jews, I have become like the Jews to win the Jews. I have become all things to all men that by all possible means I might save some. Well, if that's the motive, and that was the motive, then it is perfectly acceptable to engage in civil and ceremonial laws that are ultimately fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Now, on the other hand, if the motive is to appease the Judaizers who were saying obedience to the law was required for salvation, well, then sacrifices would be an abomination tantamount, as Hebrews puts it. So we're talking about the exact same author, tantamount to trampling on the precious blood of Christ. And of course, there are other examples that could be given. In Galatians chapter 5, Paul tells Gentile converts that they will be cut off from Christ if they allow themselves to be circumcised. Why? Because they're under the influence of those who are making obedience to the law necessary for salvation. Now, on the other hand, in Acts chapter 16, Paul has Timothy circumcised for the sake of witnessing to the Jews. So his motive was witness. It wasn't works righteousness. And this is an important question, Zach, because at the end of the day, the one thing we never want to do is trample upon the sacred blood of Jesus Christ. And how do you do that? Well, it is by failing to recognize that all the types and shadows that were given in the Old Testament have been fulfilled in the crystal Christ, the paragon of virtue. And so we never want to go back to types and shadows when the substance has come to fulfill those types and shadows. And this principle is explained in many different ways. Let me give you one other example. Think about the temple. The temple in the Old Testament was of transcendent value, for there the Shekinah glory of God dwelt. But you get to the New Covenant, you get to the New Testament, and Jesus, the master teacher, becomes the majestic temple. He replaces the temple because he is the Shekinah glory of God. In him, all the fullness dwells in bodily form. So to go back to temple, priest, and sacrifice, when the ultimate sacrificial lamb has come, is abominable. So you never go back to types and shadows. Now, if you are an ultra-conservative Jew, you may look forward to a rebuilt temple. But if you're a Christian, you don't look back at saying, they once had a temple, we now need another temple. No, because the ultimate temple has come, Jesus Christ, and he is the head of another temple. And you are part of that temple. You are a living stone in the temple of God. He's the head. You're the body. But we are the new temple in Christ. And ultimately, that new temple, the completed body of Christ, one day will be carried over the threshold of Jordan into a new Jerusalem, in which there will be no more death, mourning, crying, or pain, in which the Lord will forever dwell. as a sacred temple, a temple that has constructed us of beautiful mosaic stones to be His glory forever and ever. Well, we're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do you remember Monday through Friday at this time? You can ask your question by dialing 888-ASK-HANK. And also do remember that the resources that I've talked about on this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, most notably Free to Believe, The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America, available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. Thank you. We're touching the lives of people for time and for eternity. So long for now.
Thanks for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our daily commitment here at the Christian Research Institute is to defend the faith once for all delivered to the saints and equip believers to become true disciples of Jesus Christ. In appreciation for your vital gift to help strengthen and expand CRI's life-changing outreaches, Hank would like to send you the book, Free to Believe, The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America by Luke Goodrich. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. You can also write to CRI, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. Yet an encounter with Christians in the underground church of China left Hanegraaff contemplating his Christian experience. They were experiencing something beyond truth. They were experiencing life. Truth Matters, Life Matters More by Hank Hanegraaff is two books in one. Because Truth Matters, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. In Part 2, Hank explains why life matters more and how we can experience the height of human existence, union with God. Prepare to move past intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing God in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.